leaning. You know, it's an interesting thing about leaning to say that there's a mitzvah that Chazal told us that the way that you should be mekayim the mitzvahs of Leil HaSeder are through leaning. Very interesting din. If you say that it's a mitzvah, you know, like we was discussing in the Shita Sarambam, that it's a mitzvah, a person has to display feelings of freedom. I understand it. There's other a lot of things that we do to display freedom. This is just another one of them. But to say that there's a mitzvah to the way that Chazal told us to be mekayim other mitzvahs of that evening is through Haseva is kind of interesting. We'll discuss that a little bit. Right now, we find ourselves in the Tekufa, in the period of the calendar, that is sandwiched between Pesach and Shavuos. The Chinuch says that the understanding of the mitzvah Sfir Sa'omer, which is the counting of the Omer that's done in between Pesach and Shavuos, the Chinuch says something which is interesting. He says, L'fi shekol ikron shel Yisrael eina ela ha-Torah. The whole purpose, the ikr of Klal Yisrael is the Torah. U'mipnei ha-Torah nivru shemayim v'eretz v'Yisrael. I mean, Jewish people, the all of creation, you name it. It's all because of the Torah. He says that's the reason why we have the Exodus, that's the reason why God took us out of Egypt. And therefore, says the Chinuch, our deep desire, so the idea of counting the Omer is to go from the Exodus of Egypt when we left Mitzrayim to prepare ourselves and to show our tshuka, our cheshek, our kisufin for that great day of Matan Torah. What's interesting is that when you read the psukim in the Torah, you get a totally different picture. The Torah talks about from the time that you bring the Karban HaOmer and until you bring a Mincha Chadasha, which is on Shavuos. There obviously has to be some sort of correlation between the way that the Chinuch presents the understanding of Mitzvah HaOmer and the way that you see it in the simple Pesukim. And I think that the idea behind that, I'm sure there are many ideas and many explanations, but one explanation may be that we know that the Karban HaOmer was brought from Sa'orim, from barley, which Chazal tells us that that's Maichel Behema. The carbon that was brought on Shavuos is a carbon, the Shtei Alechem, which was brought from wheat, which is Maichel Adam. The deeper understanding of that is that, in a certain sense, the spiritual standing of Klal Yisrael during the time of Mitzrayim was one in which they were entirely reactive. Meaning, Klal Yisrael, as we know from Chazal, they had no mitzvahs, they were on what we call the Memtes Shari Tumah, they were steeped in the Tumah of Mitzrayim, they were not on a very high spiritual plane. God had mercy on the Jewish people and he took them out, he had to be Mekayim Mitzvotcha to Avraham Avinu and so on. So, the way that our Avoida appears on Leil HaSeder, on Pesach, the entire week of Pesach, is what we call, in the Chassidish form, called Isarusa de La'ela, which means it's all divine intervention. It's nothing to do with Ma'aseh B'nei Adam. We didn't play a very active role. We play a more passive role during Pesach. And that, it could be, that's why the carbon that we bring on Pesach is a carbon of Se'orim. It could also be, the B'nei Yisoschar comments that the difference between Chametz and Matzah is that Matzah, when you look at it, you don't see much and that much more than what the baker himself put into the dough, because it stays the way it was when he created it. However, chametz, it blows up, it creates cracks. There are things that go on that give you the impression that the bread, so to speak, has a mind of its own, is acting on its own. And therefore, he says that matzah is symbolic of the way our spiritual state during the Yemei Pesach, which is, we're totally reactive and don't do anything on our own. It's all Hashem. And that's what it says, Anivale Malach, Anivale Sarf, it was all Ashenigla, Aleim, Melech, Malche, Amlochem, Uga Olam. Pesach is a time when we just experience the divine intervention. I do believe that it could be that that's a little insight into why we lean. Leaning is sort of, and not only is it the display the freedom, but it's sort of symbolic of our totally reactive state. We're not here to accomplish things on our own. We're reactive. We lean as if we're being mekavel that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ready to do for us. Going from Pesach to Shavuos is preparing from the Meichel Behema, the matzah, the madrega of Klal Yisrael during Pesach, and allowing us to prepare ourselves for the Meichel Adam, for the chita, for the shtei alechem that we bring on Shavuos. Matan Torah, of course, is the time that Hashem decided to give us the keys to the Bria. We know from Chazal, from the Zohar, Hiztakel Baraisu Bara Alma, that Hashem actually created the world through the Chochmas HaTorah, which means that when He gave us the Torah, He was doing much more than giving us commandments. What He was doing was giving us the keys to the Bria. He was giving us the ability to create worlds and to emulate God Himself. So that during Pesach, what we found ourselves as recipients of the divine intervention, and now Shavuos is a time when we're expected to almost become divine ourselves. We take over the keys to creation, and the Torah. That's what Matan Torah is. Hashem sharing the Torah with us. So I want to wish everybody a success in their preparations for Matan Torah. I certainly hope you enjoyed today's shiur. Look forward to giving you at some future date and joining you again.